Welcome to Love This Bitch, the podcast that teaches you how to love your life and accomplish your goals through self-compassion and self-coaching. Now here's your host, MBA and Master Certified Professional Life Coach, Lisa Oglesby.
Hello, my loves. Are you struggling? Sometimes I struggle. Yes, as a life coach, I still struggle. A few months ago, I had wrote down that I wanted to record this episode, and I'm just getting to it, but here it is for you. But I was really, really hit by the struggle bus. It picked me up, and I was going for the full ride of struggling. And I came to the thought that really helped me that I'm a human being and I'm experiencing a human moment. And that comes from that second element of self-compassion that we have talked about before. You know, we talk about the first element, kindness to yourself, and the second element, connection to the human race. And of course, the third element is mindfulness. Those again from Dr. Kristen Neff. Her work is great. Check it out. But it really helped me connect with that second element of connecting with the human experience versus isolating, like we many times tend to do when we're struggling. You know, we don't want other people to know. We think that there's something wrong with us. We should be able to handle this. And we keep it all to ourselves and we feel alone and we don't reach out for the help and support that is available to us because of that. And so that element of self-compassion is really important to remember that everyone struggles, that this is perfectly normal, and that you're experiencing a human moment that human beings share. For me, it's important to realize that, yes, we each have our unique journey that no one else can speak to, right? No one else is the exact combination of experience and DNA and everything that comes together to make you you. You are the only one. So you have your own unique journey, but that is part of the human experience, right? That's how it is for each of us. You know, we all experience suffering and, you know, different flavors of that and different experiences that cause that, but we all share that suffering, that pain. We know that. If you say, "Oh, I'm struggling," people are nodding. People are like, "Oh yes, I know. I struggle." Their struggles might not be your struggles, but it's not about comparing them, right? It's about that shared experience. And that shared experience is that, you know, we're all human and we struggle in our own lives and in our own ways, but we all struggle. You know, it brings you together. It brings you into that sense of common humanity when you're having a difficult time, right? It may not be the exact difficult time that someone else is having, but other people have experienced difficult times. We all do. We can't. It's unavoidable. Life has great joys and great pains, and that's part of that human experience that we all share. So as I was struggling, that thought was very helpful to me. You know, I'm not like, "You're a life coach, you can't struggle," or, you know, "Why are you struggling? What is wrong with you? Get it together." I was just like, "I'm having a human moment. I'm having a human experience. This is normal. This is okay." Right? And I can support myself and sit with what I'm feeling right now and allow it to pass instead of adding to it, you know, the suffering of thinking that I'm alone, that I'm broken, that something's wrong. Why is this happening to me? Do I deserve this? All the stories that we add to our suffering, especially when we get to feeling, you know, very stuck and alone in it, it helps to remember that we're not stuck and alone, that other people, all other people, experience suffering and struggles, and that this is a normal part of life, and that it's also not forever, right? It comes and it goes. We all have those great joys, those good times that will come, those things that we will have, those moments of peace and happiness as well. And that's the nature of our human experience, the ups and downs, the varied emotions and reactions and experiences that we all have. And yet we all share that experience. So it's kind of beautiful, and it helped me, that thought. Again, we always If the thought helps you, great. If not, leave it. It's also important to remember not to use that against yourself in a dismissive way. You know, you don't want to say, I'm struggling. Oh, well, everybody struggles. You don't want to jump back into that. We'll pull it together because we all struggle. Get over it. Suck it up, buttercup. That's not the thoughts behind this. That is adding to it. That those thoughts, not judging them, understanding that that happens, that comes from that harsh inner critic that we have that tries to keep us safe and that we're used to. But it, realizing that that's adding to the suffering, it's not helpful in this moment, even if it may have been in the past, and looking at it from that view of this is a common struggle and it's okay, and that means I'm not alone and that there's nothing wrong with me. Not thinking of like, well, I'm not special, everybody struggles, suck it up. That's not the idea behind it. Not to dismiss your experience. You still have your own unique experience to go through, but to remember that is the human experience, is that we each walk this path that only we know. And sharing in that and the beauty of that can help you feel stronger in those moments, right? You don't feel alone. You don't feel like it's somehow your fault. There's no shame or blame to it. It's a part of life. Like, I'm experiencing a human moment. So I know that is kind of a big abstract concept. A lot of the things I work with on myself and with my clients is, you know, working through the different elements of self-compassion, mindfulness, and thought work on a daily basis. But, you know, when I was struggling, I had a particular moment, a moment in time, I say, like, it was so brief now, looking back. I don't remember now, but it was a couple months. It was not as brief at the time as my thoughts are now allowing me to be like, oh, it was a moment in time. See, that's lovely, isn't it? But when I first was struggling, before I even approached to work through it, air quotes, air bunnies, I realized and came to that realization that this is a human moment. I'm alive. I'm living it, right? This time of suffering or struggle for me is a part of my life experience, and other people, you know, are going through struggles as well. We all go through them, and it is a time, it's a season, and, you know, it will be okay. I will be okay. And that just that top level thought before even having to, you know, dig down into any of the specific issues and individual thoughts I was struggling with was helpful to remember to support myself and be kind to myself, that first element of compassion, self-compassion, as well as not to isolate, not to feel like I was broken or something was wrong with me, but remembering that common humanity, that shared experience. And then, you know, practicing the mindfulness of, hey, yeah, this sucks, but, you know, what's really going on here? Let's look at the situation and reduce any outside stories and extra drama that my brain would like to add to it. You know, going through that whole process helped me through that struggle. But that initial realization of that second element just really hit home. And I was like, I really want to share an episode with everyone who's struggling about that thought and remembering that this struggle is normal. It's a part of the human experience, and it's nothing has gone wrong. It may feel like everything has gone wrong, but there was nothing that you could do to never struggle. That's part of the human experience. So you're in it, you're experiencing it. It's difficult, but you're not alone. You can support yourself with that common humanity and understanding. You can reach out to others because they have struggles too. You can get the support that you need, whether that's friends, family, medical, therapist, coaching, whatever it is that you need in that moment to help you through this particular struggle. It's okay to use those resources, and it's okay to admit that you're struggling, because we all experience that. So I hope that you find that helpful and that gives you a bit of peace during this time of struggle, as it did for me. And, you know, if you want to dig deeper into that or these other principles that I talk about, you know, feel free to try a free consult with me where we just talk about what's going on with you and how I can help you. And if you're interested in working with me one-on-one as your coach. And also, you know, check out all the episodes of the podcast. I try to give, even though this is a broad overview, I give lots of that, but I also try to give exercises and practices throughout that you can work on as a totally free resource, because it's important to me to be of service to you. So I hope this helps. Check out the other episodes. Let me know if you want to work with me, or if I have been of service and you enjoy the podcast, please like, follow, subscribe, share. 5 stars, all those things that make the algorithms happy, and share with others so that they can also benefit. I hope this helps. We all understand the struggle. We've been there, and I love you. You're worthy, you're deserving, and this too shall pass. See you next time.